This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The crews across North Texas have been preparing for the wintry weather. Tina Richardson is with Dallas Transportation Department.
We really don't know what to expect. The weather is going to be below freezing. And because it just rained, we expect there to be a lot of icy black ice. So that's probably what we're going to be treating is the black ice more so than snow. At this point, and maybe a little bit of sleet, we don't know.
She says they will be monitoring bridges and overpasses at midnight. Ice Force One is what they call it. It's going to start up, and the city will have 40 trucks out on 12-hour shifts sanding the roads.
Neiman Marcus made two big announcements. They're closing their Dallas headquarters, and they're shutting down their main flagship store in downtown Dallas.
I think in the state of Texas, it's going to be pretty big. Neiman Marcus is a flagship brand that we have all loved and cherished in our state, and now it's part of a larger organization, right? With Saks Global.
Thomas McMillan's a professor at Texas A&M. Downtown Dallas store had been open for 117 years. You can hear more about these announcements during our Ask the Expert that's coming up at 4:40.
In other news today, a Denton woman who's drug dealing killed a man has now been sentenced in federal court.
On April 15, 2023, police in Salina discovered the body of a person who had overdosed on fentanyl. The victim had taken a fake painkiller laced with the drug. Today, 37-year-old Tiffany Voles of Denton was sentenced to more than 19 years in federal prison for her part in the chain of events. Voles pleaded guilty to selling the fentanyl to a man named Courtney Green. Green sold the drug to the victim. Last month, Green was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
We need to start right now with some breaking news about Neiman Marcus. David, they made news with an announcement yesterday and the continuation today, apparently.
Closing the downtown store is just astounding.
Wow.
Saks bought them, and what they're saying is, it ain't us, you know, and it's not because business wasn't good. It's a dispute with the landlord. And by golly, they're going to close it right away. 6 weeks, the end of March is the shutdown.
That's the flagship.
Yeah, it is. And it's also been one of those magnets that drew people downtown. Not as much people from here, but people came from around the world, you know, to visit the flagship store, to go see Neiman Marcus. I remember as a kid, they used to have the Fortnite celebrations, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, they would turn the thing into Greece or France or Spain or whatever. And, you know, Coco Chanel would come over and cut a ribbon and they'd serve French food for 2 weeks. It was just a remarkable, remarkable edifice.
Martha's,
it's hard to believe.
Martha's hairdresser is there. And he told her a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to be moving. And then she told me and I thought, I wonder if there's something to that. Apparently there is.
Everyone's so evidently. Well, my understanding is the memo went out today, but obviously some people knew about this beforehand. But that really is astounding. I can't wait to see what. First of all, I don't know who. I don't know who the landlord is. Tim Headington, you know, owns the Jewel and a lot of that strip along Main. And it could be that, but I'm curious to see what they're going to put in down there. It better not be like a Quiznos.
Exactly. Talk about a step down. So this isn't a bigger problem within Neiman Marcus, so to speak, losing this downtown. It's more of a that specific location.
Well, that's what this, you know, that's what the memo says. We've got a lot of questions. I may make a few calls on that today to find out about it. But I'm really astounded. And I would think, you know, all kinds of, we need to get the Downtown Dallas Association on and the Dallas Regional Chamber, because this really was a draw. I mean, people would come and stay at the Hyatt or, you know, at the Omni or something. And one of the things you did, you went over and shot and saw where Kennedy was shot, and you went to Neiman's.
And Neiman's. Make it an afternoon. Assassinations and bye.
Massive loss for Downtown Dallas. How many other locations do they have here in North Texas, David?
Oh, I don't know.
You know? They got the one in North Park.
Yeah, that's the one I always think of.
And then there was one for a long time at the Shops at Willow Bend.
Yeah, that's what I thought there, yeah.
And they used to be in Prestonwood Mall. I think they moved out of the Shops at Willow Bend, but I really don't know. Like I say, that whole segment of retail has just been under a lot of pressure. You know, Nordstrom is going private. The Nordstrom family has got to take it back private because, you know, having to open your kimono to Wall Street every 3 months is just not very good when you've got all these up and down sales like that.
Absolutely.
And I read the memo and I see they're saying it's not related to sales and it's not related to the takeover, but it's really hard to believe that it's not somehow related to that.
All right, from one bombshell to another, Southwest yesterday, first time in the company's history, mass layoffs. Were you surprised? Was this expected? And how much is Elliott's fingerprints all over this thing?
About 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, put it in context now, this is the first time for a non-voluntary layoff. There have been layoffs, and people have taken the time off. You know, there have been, this is a cyclical business, but they've always found people that would want to take some time off or, you know, continue with benefits for a while or whatever. In this case, they are just walking the plank. But it's the ongoing fallout from Elliott Management shaking things up. Tammy Romo, the longtime chief financial officer, is stepping down. Linda Rutherford, who lots of us have known for a very long time. I mean, she was a Dallas Times Herald beat reporter and was head of PR and became the chief administrative officer at Southwest Airlines, which was over all the HR and everything else. She's leaving. A lot of the longtime board members are leaving. Of course, Gary Kelly stepped out, or he was going to stay around for a while, and has left. And they're shrinking the size of the board. But, you know, they're remaking the airline. And this is one of the things that Elliott Management wanted. One of the things they've prodded him to do, some things like adding, you know, reserve seats and extra leg room and that sort of thing that everybody else has. If you're going to be a mainline carrier, I mean, they're not a discount carrier anymore.
No.
So if you're going to be a mainline carrier, you got to have those things to compete. And they were going to do it. They say they're going to do them anyway, but you know, they're going to do them a lot faster. But this one is, and this is the higher up ranks. This is not, you know, flight attendants or mechanics or something like that.
Yeah, these are not non-union jobs.
Yeah, and a lot of these are right along Denton Drive, I would think, and you know, in Dallas.
That sound you hear is Herb Kelleher rolling over in his grave.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
There's a new survey out found 37% of employers would rather use AI than hire Gen Z grads.
I'd like to hear that.
89% avoid hiring new grads altogether because they're just not ready for the workforce when they come out of college. Let's talk about all of this now. Steve McClatchy's workplace expert. He's also author of the new book, Leading Relationships: Build Meaningful Connections, Eliminate Conflict, and Radically Improve Engagement. It came out a couple of weeks ago.
That's a hell of a title,
right
there.
It is a long one. You need two covers for that. He's a New York Times best-selling author, advisor to Fortune 500 companies, and some professional sports teams as well. He's with us right now.
Mike Austin, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So this number that really jumps out, 89% of employers don't want to hire new college graduates. What is going wrong at the college level?
Yeah, there's a lot going wrong, and I think we all know what's going wrong. They're not preparing these kids for real jobs in the real world. My daughter graduated last May, and she didn't know how to use Microsoft Outlook. 87% of the Fortune 500 companies use Microsoft Office and Microsoft Outlook for email, and she did not know how to email coming right into the workplace, and I had to prepare her for that. And I thought, man, it's just how much money do you pay for these educations, and they're not paying them to hit the ground running on day one.
Let me ask you this. We always hear about the generation behind us, all these young kids or whatever. Is Gen Z in any way getting a bad rap with some of this stuff?
They are. They are. And, you know, if they're getting college degrees and they're driven and they want to succeed, they need to be told and they're ready to listen. I mean, what needs to change with organizations is the onboarding, right? Preparing them for what is expected of them at work. The teamwork that's going to be involved, the collaboration, the responsiveness, the time management skills they're going to need. They can learn these things if they are onboarded correctly. They respond to these things, but there is a gap, and universities can do a better job of preparing them. The organizations can do a better job of onboarding them. They are getting a bad rap.
That reputation precedes them, and employers are looking in many cases for alternatives. And well, there's AI just sitting there, all cheap. You don't have to pay them, no salary, no benefits.
Oh.
It's an easy fix, right? And we're seeing a lot of it, aren't we?
Yeah, what's interesting is the baby boomers and the Gen Xers are saying they'd rather hire AI, and yet they are late adopters with AI, and they're intimidated by it, and they're not jumping in. I mean, here you have a generation coming on, and I say, what an opportunity to leverage AI in your business with Gen Z. They're not intimidated by it. They've leveraged it. They've learned it. It's kind of their comfort zone. So here we have this gap between them saying, I'd rather hire AI, and they're not using it, versus hiring a generation that's ready to use it. So I think that can be, you know, AI or Gen Z has a great opportunity to leverage what AI can do.
So it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right. Right. And that I think that's a big misconception. It's AI or Gen Z. It's like, wait, let's bring in Gen Z to leverage AI.
So how do you strike that happy medium then? Do you just teach this younger generation, okay, you got to use AI?
Yeah, I have lots of organizations that understand the benefits. I mean, they're coming out of the college. So they're cheaper. Right? Than someone who's been
labor.
In a role for 20, 30, it's cheap labor. So there is a cost to that. And if you can teach them the tasks that they're going to be doing, if you can set the expectations with regards to the values of your company and your culture and what's expected of them, there's a great opportunity here. It's a true opportunity. The universities need to get better at this. Parents need to get better at just not letting the universities prepare their children for college. I've done a lot to prepare my kids in compliments of what the universities are doing. They're one resource. But when you look at how much money you're paying for your college education, for them to not come out ready, and the universities are facing a humongous problem right now. There's been a 15% decline over the last 10 years in admissions. There's now a 15% decline because of demographics. They're calling it the demographic cliff. So they're going to be fighting these universities for less students. And the way I believe they win that battle is they sell preparing these children, these kids, for the work world. They can hit the job running on day one.
That's a great idea. Steve, it's really, really good insight. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Steve McClatchy with us on KLD. Steve, you can learn more about him, his workplace training, and his new book, Leading Relationships, all of that online at Allier, Allier.com.
Do we? You use AI every day? A little bit?
You know, I think most people probably use it and don't know they're using it.
That's probably true. I've found myself using it pretty consistently now during the week. I don't know about every day. So it is helpful.
So you're contributing to the technology that's going to take your job.
They're going to say, Austin, sit down. Shut the door behind you, will you?
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.